absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's really, oh, of course, it's a beautiful film, but not only that, the chemistry of the cast makes it feel extra special. The film is about finding self-worth, respect, and never giving up. And it's also a reminder of the contributions that Latino have made to history, not only to golf and, and sports, but the US military. So I loved seeing that. That was surprising for me, and it was beautiful to see. Now, I imagine that some of the subject matter, during this time, there was blatant discrimination. Did you struggle with it at all, or did it stir up any emotions for you? Because I know for me it did as I was watching.
Yeah, I mean, it like you said, I think that it does stir up a lot. It brings back a period where that was really sad, and it also makes you think about where we are now and the amount of progress that we have to continue to make, but I think the story is really important, and I really appreciate you bringing up the military thing. Is something that I haven't heard, and it's a big point in the movie as well. But I completely.
Absolutely. And I literally did get emotional. And as I was watching, my hope is that we can learn from the lessons of the past and do better and sort of pass that baton forward. Every generation, hopefully it can get better. What was one thing for each of you that you learned during the filming of this story that you took with you after production wrapped up? Other than golf, I imagine you're all better golf players, right?
Absolutely.
Was there.
Mostly that, but I think namely was just how much, or how hard teenagers, especially back then, were able to work. I mean, the fact that they could accomplish so much and be that they had such a strong work ethic back in those days. I mean, more than anything, that's what gave me an impression that they just worked nonstop. They got off of school and they worked,
Yeah, no, I mean, when I was 14, I did the summer jobs and, I sort of made sure I had my own, money aside from what my parents were able to do. And my parents were immigrant as well. And for you, Miguel Angel, was there anything that any lesson you took with you?
Yeah, I think it's always beautiful to learn about this story, especially because it's a true story. But I think that perseverance that these boys had, working hard, trying to achieve their goals, it's something that us as actors, we think about a lot. It's a hard industry, as is any other, really, but they were able to achieve something so beautiful, and it really motivated me in my personal life to continue fighting for what I want to achieve and what I want to do.
And I'm glad that you brought that up because I want to wrap up with this question. There was one scene where JB asked, in 5 to 10 years from now, what do you want? And my question for you both is, in 5 to 10 years from now, what is one change that you would like to see in the TV and film industry that will go towards improving opportunities for us Latinos?
Yeah, I think just more stories like this obviously are incredibly important, and I hope we get to a point where it's not explicitly a Latino story, right? Where we're just involved in the worlds, because we're such a diverse country, no matter where you are, and there's so many people from so many different places that are just a part of the story, I think the first step is definitely acknowledging wanting more representation in film, wanting more representation in TV and other aspects, but getting to the point where it's just normalized. It's a part of our culture, because when you look around the United States, it's so diverse. So
Melting pot.
yeah, absolutely. Just being a
And
part of.
Jose.
I mean, Miguel said it. Miguel said it. I mean, the one thing I hope would change in 5 years is that it seems like there's always a explicitly Latino story to tell that, you read for, you audition for, and it'd be nice if that changed and they're like, it doesn't matter that this character is Latino. He's just playing a character and it's not necessarily a Latino story. He's just,
A story.
another, just a character. It's just a story, and that's who he is. And unfortunately, from what I see, it seems like so many of of the roles that are out there for Latinos are, it has to be a Latino story that you're playing in. So hopefully in the years to come, that'll change and there'll be more opportunities to just be part of a movie, and your Latino-ness isn't the what gets you the part. It's just your personality and
And your
who you are.
talent. And
Your
you
talent.
are all talented. Thank you so much for sharing your gift. This story is amazing. It's beautiful. And I hope that the Latino community, and not just the Latino community, I think everyone should support it because it's a
Thank you.
beautiful story. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvette. Appreciate
Thank you
it.
so much.